Now, will you notice? He says, verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Now, if our heart does not condemn us, it gives us a confidence in prayer. It gives us an assurance. There was a minister who meant a great deal to me when I was a young preacher. I have his picture here up above this tape recorder that I'm making this tape on right now. And I always loved to hear him pray because he prayed with assurance. That's the way he prayed to God. He didn't go up to him willy-nilly and shilly-shally and mollycoddle. He went to him with great assurance. And I always wanted on that man's prayer list. I had a feeling that when he went up there to pray, that the Lord says, wait a minute, I'm going to listen to my child down there. He's praying. He knows what he's talking about. And I always wanted on his prayer list. And I prayed that he had put me on his prayer list. I didn't want to ask him to, because I felt like that wouldn't be as effective if he volunteered. And one day, he knew I was pastor of a church, and I had a great opportunity and all that sort of thing. And he says, Vernon, I'm praying for you. Oh, boy, that was a great day. May I say to you, it's wonderful to have assurance, you see. If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Now will you listen? And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, love in action gives assurance in prayer, and you can expect God to hear and answer your prayer. And that is something that's desperately needed. You remember the early church when persecution first broke out? That is, the apostles were warned. They went back and reported to the group, and the group went to God in prayer. And they didn't pray that the persecution stop. They didn't pray anything like that. They began their prayer by saying, Lord, thou art God. And that is the thing that seems to be absent in a great many churches today. Folk are not sure that our Heavenly Father, that he's God. He does run this thing, that he is in charge. And that is exactly what John is saying here to us. Now, he goes on to say, and I want to read that verse 22 again. This is important. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, verse 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. In other words, John says now, don't say that you believe on him and then you do not love one another. That is, with one breath you praise the Lord and say you trust the Lord Jesus, then you tell about so-and-so, how you dislike him. This type of love doesn't mean that you are going to put your arm around them and that type of love at all, or something you talk about. It's not in your lip or your language, but it's going to be in your life. And it'll be a concern for that individual. You won't be gossiping about them. You won't be hurting them in any way. You will be concerned about them. And may I say that that is the thing that is desperately needed today. And this actually is the Christian life in a nutshell, right here, that you believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and you love one another as he gave us commandment. And now verse 24, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit whom he hath given to us. Now the Holy Spirit verifies these things to our hearts if we've not grieved him. And you grieve the Holy Spirit when you don't do his will. When he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you don't do that, then you've grieved the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit will verify these things, make them real to your heart. And the Holy Spirit is given to every believer. Every child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, he makes that very true and very clear in verse 9 of chapter 8 of Romans. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. He's talking to all the Romans. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That's the mark that you're a child of God. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God.